Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is September the 4th. My name's Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we get to read through the scriptures. Kids from all around the world come together to hear these amazing stories from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today our reading comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 through 26. Then we finish our reading in Psalm 119, verse 11. Well, Jesus scolded the Pharisees for their actions. What were they doing that made him so angry? Let's read and find out from Matthew chapter 23. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses, so practice and obey what they tell you. But don't follow their example, for they don't practice what they teach. They crush the people with impossible religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms they wear extra-wide prayer boxes with scripture verses inside, and they wear robes with extra-long tassels, and they love to sit at the head of the table at banquets, in the seats of honor in synagogues. They love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces, and to be called Rabbi. Don't let anyone call you Rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and all of you are equal as brothers and sisters. And don't address anyone here on earth as Father, for only God in heaven is your spiritual Father. And don't let anyone call you Teacher, for you only have one Teacher, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be a servant. But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You won't go in yourselves, and you don't let others enter either. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cross land and sea to make one convert, and then you turn that person into twice the child of hell you yourselves are, blind guides. What sorrow awaits you? For you say that it means nothing to swear by God's temple, but that it's binding to swear by the God in the temple, blind fools. Which is more important, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? And you say that to swear by the altar is not binding, but to swear by the gifts on the altar is binding. How blind! For which is more important, the gift on the altar or the altar that makes the gift sacred? When you swear by the altar, you're swearing by it and by everything on it. And when you swear by the temple, you are swearing by it and by God, who lives in it. And when you swear by heaven, you are swearing by the throne of God and by God who sits on the throne. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens, but you ignore the more important aspects of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. Should you tithe? Yes. But do not neglect the more important things, blind guides. You strain water so you won't accidentally swallow a gnat, but you swallow a camel. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you're so careful to clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are filthy, full of greed and self-indulgence, you blind Pharisee. First wash the inside of the cup and dish, then the outside will become clean too." Wow. The Pharisees didn't obey God's command. Instead, they made up their own rules to live by, and then insisted that others live by these rules too. As a result, the Pharisees' lives were full of sin. Just as living by rules that people had made up didn't work for the Pharisees, it won't work for us either. Jesus said that God is our ultimate authority and that we should live by His rules. You know, studying the Bible helps us to know what God's rules are so that we can live in a way that pleases Him. This is what Psalm 119 verse 11 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart, God, that I might not sin against you." Well, let's continue to hide God's word into our hearts, and let's show up again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, my friends, you go forward in God's joy. You let His joy be your strength, and you remember this important thing, that you are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.